In today's Tech Bytes, cell phone price wars are heating up. Beginning today, both Verizon Wireless and AT&T are cutting prices on their calling plans. Verizon made the first move, saying it will charge $70 a month for an unlimited calling plan, down from $100 a month. AT&T matched its rival's announcement on Friday, but both companies are requiring more customers to buy data plans used to access the Internet and check email on smartphones. The seemingly unlimited flow of newspaper content on the web may begin to slowly dry up. The New York Times is reportedly getting ready to charge readers for access to its site. New York Magazine reports the paper would give readers access to a limited number of free articles before inviting them to subscribe. The Times would join the Wall Street Journal as two major papers to charge for content, which could open the door for smaller papers to do the same. Some doctors in Australia have found a way to cut health care costs. The Nintendo Wii. They say the Wii balance board is clinically comparable to what's known as a force platform in assessing a patient's balance after a stroke. The Wii accessory only costs about $100. The medical device typically sells for more than $15,000. Finally, sarcasm can often be lost in emails, but a company, appropriately called Sarcasm, has come up with a solution. It's developed this new punctuation mark, the Sark mark. The dot inside a spiral line is supposed to be used at the end of a sentence if you're concerned the irony of your message will be lost. The symbol can be downloaded for $1.99 at sarkmark.com. Sounds like a great idea. No, really. For information on all these stories, log on to the technology page of abcnews.com. Those are your Tech Bytes. I'm Eric Hong.